let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's called The Truly America Novel in the Best of Traditions, informative as well as entertaining. The critically acclaimed book, Farmer's Son, Military Career by Clarence Vold, is his story. A captivating and poignant portrait of growing up on the plains of South Dakota, completing grade school in a one-room school, achieving the highest enlisted grade in the Air Force, in many ways the culmination of his military career, service as an electronics technician, military training instructor, and instructor supervisor, schedule for aircrafts, missile crews, other assignments that included 43 combat missions over Thailand and the Gulf of Tonkin, retirement from active duty, and then graduating from college. The former farm boy Clarence E. Kip Vold shares details of his life from childhood in rural America to his career in the Air Force in Farmer's Son, Military Career. And Clarence is back with us on This Week in America. Clarence, always a pleasure. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Red. Good to be here.
Always fun to have you back with us and to talk about this fascinating life. And it's just, it's so inspiring to see where you came from and how it was when you grew up. Let's talk about the inspiration. Why did you decide it was a good time to write your story?
Well, it started as notes for an obituary. My wife suggested that, and that went from one to the other. And I'm at a point now where I almost feel like I have to write. Of course, Farmer's Son, that's been published. I've got two more published, working on another one. I've got it almost done, and I got another one brewing in my mind.
That's amazing how this all got started here. I mentioned, of course, Farmer's Son. Now, remembering John F. Kennedy. Now, okay, let's talk about that. Is that available now?
Yes, it is. It's a short book. It's only 30-some pages, but it's my memories of basically my political hero from July 1956 to November 22nd, 1963.
What was it about JFK? And for all of us, I think we that grew up in that era, we've got different recollections of what a magical time it was. What were some of your reflections of growing up with JFK?
He challenged us. He says, "I'm not giving you anything. I'm going to make you work. I'm going to challenge you to be be the best you can be." And I say, people, I didn't just observe his challenge. Ask about what your country could do for you. I lived it for 30 years, and it was an inspiration to me, and he still is. That was just something I had to do for my own. That's 30 some pages, based on I don't know how many thousands of pages of information, speeches. That he made while he was a candidate, while he was as president, and I've read every campaign speech he made while he was running for president.
What was it like going back and doing the research for this? I mean, you had this vision of what it was like. It sounds like that reinforced that vision when you went back and did the research. It almost sounded like you sort of fell in love with what he stood for all over again.
Yes. And he still is what I stand for, really. That was written for me, basically. And I was talking with it was Maple Leaf Publishing and telling about it. He says, why don't we publish it too? So they did, and it is available now. Of course, the book that I'm really interested in is this one.
Okay, Decision.
That's what I'm really pushing.
Oh, yeah. Now, Decision. Yes, now that's available as well. Can they get all this information available at your website?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, Clarence's website is clarencevoldbooks.com.
I know it is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, and all you need to do is put in Clarence Vold. Yeah, Vold is V-O-L-D, and you can link onto that directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get that information, get information on all the books. So that's three of them, if I'm counting correctly, that have been published so far. All of these are really interesting stories. I read the one, and you've got, another one there? Okay, Vietnam War Through My Eyes.
This one is, yes.
That's available now as well?
That's the one I'm working on now. I'm on the last, I'm editing it now. And, just read one little section from it.
Yes, please do.
Talking about the war. I says, it is, in a sense, America's most useless war. What was attempted and what was accomplished? It was never clear to me what was the United States' objective. Defeat the VC, done and never relevant. Protect South Vietnam, Saigon is now Ho Chi Minh City. Defeat communism, perhaps more coincidence than correlation, but the spread of communism virtually stopped at the time. What was accomplished? South Vietnam is only a fading memory to Americans.
Boy, and that says it so well, said by somebody who was there. I mentioned the 43 combat missions. What do we have there? By the way, the video of this is up on YouTube.
This man is dedicated, the book is dedicated to this man. Major Anthony Ginangeli. He is the only name, that's the only face or only name on the Vietnam Wall that I can put a face to. We were in survival school together. He was a senior officer in our group, and I was a senior NCO. And he was in an EB-66 that was knocked out of the sky by a SAM over Laos someplace, and his body still remains there. And it's dedicated primarily to him, but also all of those, that thousand or whatever that are still, the remains are still in Southeast Asia.
Well, this is something that it seems like we're still struggling with and come to terms with why we actually did this. I mentioned the 43 combat missions over Thailand, the Gulf of Tonkin. If somebody said, wow, that you risk your life all of those times, do you know why you did it? What would your answer be? Do you know why you put your life on the line all of those times in Vietnam?
Well, I was in there in the military. I took an oath to defend my country, and I really never thought about it, didn't think about it. It's obviously in a plane you can crash and be killed any time. I never even thought about it or worried about it. There was one mission where we ended up just a mile or so ahead of a B-52 bomb strike. Didn't think about it then, but I look back now, it wouldn't have taken a whole lot of difference in distance for us to be under those bombs falling instead of a mile ahead of them.
With us on the program is Clarence Vold. His website is clarencevoldbooks.com, V-O-L-D. We've talked before about his book, Farmer's Son, Military Career. It's his story. The book's available at his website. The books that we've talked about, we'll recap those that have been published, the two more that have been published that are available on Amazon before we end the interview today. It's interesting as you go back and look at history, and we know that history repeats itself, and we need to learn lessons from history. Going back and looking at Vietnam, at JFK, the book that you wrote there, do you think today we are learning those lessons from history?
I'm not sure. As when I write stuff, it kind of goes in the back of my mind. I keep looking forward. Like I say, I'm really right now. I'm concentrating on the Vietnam book, and then I'm gonna branch off a little bit into fiction. Try it and see what happens. But just before you called, I got a call about I did a TV interview in Georgia about a month ago. I got a call there, and they say they want CBS Radio wants to interview me also.
Ah, very good. So you're getting the story out there. ClarenceVoldBooks.com is Clarence's website. Talk about fiction. Give us just sort of a thumbnail of what it is you want to talk about, write about in fiction. What is the basic storyline you're thinking about for fiction? I know that's something you're thinking about. You've got obviously a story that's rattling around there. What are you thinking about writing?
The fiction, it starts when I told you about being in an airplane just a mile ahead of a B-52 bomb strike?
Yes.
Well, it's real up until that point, but in the fiction, our aircraft is hit by one of those bombs, knocks it out of the air. 135 blows up. The rest of the crew is killed. Somehow or another, some miracle, I end up the only crew member alive, and it's my evasion trying to get back. I know I'm about where I'm at over Laos, and I try to get back to either Nakhon Phanom in Thailand or Vientiane in Laos, where there's an American embassy. So it's me evading and trying to get through there for a couple of months, and I finally get captured. After all of the prisoners are gone from Hanoi, and I become the last Vietnam POW.
Interesting storyline. How far are you along in that? Are you fairly along on that?
I've got it pretty well in my mind. Okay. The basic. And of course, there's going to be some romantic complications in there, such as when I was going over to Thailand, I was in Hawaii, in a hotel, went into a bar, and there was in a hotel bar, and there was this beautiful native Hawaiian lady, and I was tempted to hit on her. I didn't, but in this fiction, I do hit on her, and there's a 48-hour mad relationship. And then we get to Guam, and I'm going to meet my pilot and co-pilot. And there's this tall, blonde lady, attractive. She says, "What are you looking for?" My thought in my mind was say, "I just found it," but I didn't. And then I have an affair with her. So I ended up, ends up with my wife, ends up having an affair with my ops officer. There's divorce there. Then one or both of these women that I had an affair with ends up with my baby, and then they end up, I don't know, it's actually going a number of ways, like one of them having a son, meeting my wife, and this is your husband's baby or something. I mean, it's actually going a lot of ways that it can really get weird.
Inside the mind of Clarence Vold, our guest on the program, and what he's working about, talking about and thinking about in writing his first work of fiction. Did you ever have any idea that you would be this involved in writing and enjoy writing as much as you do? You're very passionate about it. You're very good at it. Did you ever think years ago that someday I'm going to be a published author?
Not really. I've always liked to write. And when I was in college, my grades were really helped by my writing. Even in mathematics. I've written about family histories for my family. I think that one of the things farmer's son really is, the importance of people writing, recording their history, so that it's available for their family and other people of what's going on. And, it tells, I think that farmer's son tells about America. An officer I worked with, he said he rated it, and he says, this will be a good textbook for a college course on Americana. And I think it would be.
Well, you make that history come alive. And growing up, we can see the snow squalls that you had to live through, the trekking off to the one room schoolhouse, how you grew up with the family almost becoming a farmer, which is what your dad originally was hoped that you would take over that family farm. A couple minutes left in the program. Let's go back and the book that we're talking about, Farmer's Son, Military Career, that book's available now. You'll find it at Clarence's website, clarencefoldbooks.com. Give me the titles again of the other two books that are available at Amazon.
My father was a very big part of this. He didn't want me to join the Air Force. He thought I was a fool for doing that. But at the same time, he taught his children, you make your own decisions. You live your own life. And I've been doing that. A cousin wrote, after she wrote my book, He says, did you get somebody's permission to do that? Did somebody tell you what to do? And I said, no, I did it all myself. It was on my own. And her grandfather, my uncle, he was very strict, and her parents were both educators, and they were. She said we were expected to go to college and become educators. So I lived my own life, thanks to my father.
Well, and you have the inspiration that that he was to you, and by sharing that, and you're so right that after you read the book Farmer's Son, you think, well, I wish every family had this historian. I wish there was somebody in my family that had captured the history, because it you make it come alive. It's not my family, but you make that history come alive, and it makes you think about what your family's early days were like. And then the other two books out there now, JFK, and what was the title of the third book you've got published?
The third one, it was the published books are Farmer's Son, Military Career, Decision Affirmed.
There we go.
And Remembering John Kennedy.
Yep, and those are available at Amazon. If you just go there and put in Clarence Vold, you'll be able to find all of his books. The one on his website is Farmer's Son, Military Career. Clarence Vold is V-O-L-D. Clarence, it is always fun to talk with you. You always have so many things going on. This time, really a lot. I think since we talked the last time, a couple more books have been published. You've got this fiction, and I love where you're going in that story. I'm anxious for you to finish that up, and we can talk about that as well. It is always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us once again on the program. Congratulations on everything that you've written, and looking forward to many more publications from you.
All right. Thank you. I'm at the point sometimes I wonder why I'm doing this. I'll be 80 in February. I'm acting like I'm just starting out. I'm almost at the point now where my luck is I'll get a contract for $250,000 and die of a heart attack.
Well, hopefully half of that comes true. The contract part of it comes through. The heart attack, we hope that it doesn't. This, because your mind is working, you're doing this, you are the youngest 80-year-old or almost 80-year-old that I know. I love the enthusiasm. This whole writing process is keeping you young, and I so look forward to having you back on the program. Thank you for being with us once again and sharing, and we look forward to having you back on the program.
All right, thank you. I look forward to that also.
Clarence Vold, our guest on the program. It is always fun to have Clarence with us on the program, and Vold is V-O-L-D, ClarenceVoldBooks.com. They have the books available at Amazon. And, of course, you can link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all the information. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.